Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm a big believer that President Trump is trying to get to peace here. I think he's genuinely does not like war, and he certainly promised, and I think he truly is there. He doesn't want to get us involved into a forever war, a long-term, multi-generational war.
That is Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona speaking last night on Fox about what he thinks is going through President Trump's mind right now as he faces this pretty tough decision. And I want to get to Greg Roman. Greg is a Middle East national security expert and executive director at the Middle East Forum. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. What is your thought process here? What are the choices for Donald Trump at this point?
So Donald Trump is working on this in two parallel tracks. The first is he tried diplomacy. He came into office, and on the second day, he said, we have to put the vice back on Iran, but we're not going to launch a kinetic action against them. We'll give them 60 days to negotiate to be able to try to get a diplomatic solution to the nuclear issue. But he was very clear in his policy. Iran does not need to have a nuclear weapon. Zero. No exceptions. The Iranians hemmed and hawed, and they delayed. On day 61, it wasn't President Trump that launched a strike against Iran, but it was Israel, because they were listening to what the president said versus the Iranians who didn't listen. And in due course, now the president has to make a decision. Will he capitalize on the softening of Iran's infrastructure, air defense systems, and the weakening of their nuclear systems and join the attack? Or will you allow Iranians to continue unabated until the Israelis and the Iranians get to a stalemate? And then after that, the U.S. will still be in a situation where its national security interests are threatened.
Yeah. I would assume that the bunker buster bombs that we have, no other country in the world that is an ally of Israel has that capability. I mean, it's either us or it's no one, correct?
Right. It's GBU-28s and GBU-57s. The idea being that a massive ordnance penetrator can create enough room between the surface and the area in which these nuclear facilities are located, an area called Fordow, Isfahan, and Natanz. The latter two have been dealt with, but the first one is really the crown jewel of the Iranian nuclear program. And Israel, like I said beforehand, has the ability to soften it. They've been able to shut out the entries to these places. They've attacked the alleyways to be able to get in. But at the end of the day, if you want to destroy the program, the U.S. either has to provide those weapons to Israel or has to conduct the strikes themselves.
Greg Roman, my guest, of course, here from the Middle East Forum. So I've heard a lot of conservatives who are critical of this compare this discussion to the WMD discussion with Iraq. And they all claim they were lied to before. What if they're lying to us again about whether or not they're that close to having a bomb or enriching uranium? What's your take on that argument?
I think the biggest issue is that you have the international organization responsible for monitoring nuclear activity, the International Atomic Energy Agency, saying that Iran is in violation of their nonproliferation guidelines. It's not Colin Powell going to the United Nations Security Council and giving a presentation just by the U.S.'s right. But you have Israel, U.S., Austrian intelligence agencies, even the IAEA, who is saying that Iran is marching towards a nuclear weapons program. The IAEA Secretary General said, and this is a direct quote, there is no reason why Iran has elements of these nuclear materials because they do not have to do with a civilian program. So the first thing I would say to conservatives and anyone else who is against the idea of the U.S. intervening is that the rest of the world nuclear regulatory agencies say Iran doesn't have to have this. It's not just certain rogue elements of the U.S. intelligence community who may be arguing that. And then more than that, I would take the Iranians at their own word. They have said for the last 46 years, forget about nuclear weapons, but they consider the United States to be their mortal enemy, to be the primary threat to their ability to project their power in the Middle East.
Yes.
The combination of the possibility of having nuclear weapons and the violent history of Iranians being directly responsible, not the Iranian people, but the Iranian leadership being directly responsible for the deaths of thousands of Americans, is enough to get over the hump to say that maybe it is a good idea to take them out once and for all.
Yeah. Greg Roman, meforum.org is the website for the Middle East Forum. Greg, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Absolutely. Yeah, good to get another perspective on this. Coming up, we'll get to Nicole Murray, see how the markets are reacting to this uncertainty this morning. That's coming up after the break in other news about 6:45.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.